Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Lack of project governance is one of the reasons why consultants often charge so much for so little value in return. What is project governance, and how can it improve how you partner with your consultants? That's what we will talk about today. My name is Lauren Heiliger with Third Stage Consulting Group. We are an independent digital transformation consulting firm with offices throughout the world. Joining me today to discuss this topic is Craig Andre. Craig is the COO at Third Stage Consulting's North American office. Craig, thanks for joining me today.
Happy to be here.
I do have a few questions for you today. Can you tell me what is project governance?
That's a pretty good question. It's actually sort of a broad term in the industry. Okay. It has to do a lot with oversight of projects. It sometimes ties into overall corporate governance, but sometimes also into like project management and the running of projects. For our purposes, it's really about a framework of activities and deliverables that we try to put around every project that we have to ensure delivery on those projects.
Great. And why is project governance so important to an effective relationship with a consulting firm?
It really comes down to how we engage with our customers. We're, as a professional services firm, we set up our projects and contract with those, with our clients, and really make a promise in that contract that we're going to deliver on time, on budget, that we're going to do the things that we say in that project. By putting a framework around the project that ensures that we do follow those guidelines, keeps on track, it really does sort of help us keep that promise to the customer and then do it in an efficient, effective way that really pumps up sort of the communication around it and keeps things on track.
Okay, great. So what do you say to consulting firms or the technical implementers that don't think project governance is even important?
That's another good question, but I'd also extend that to our customers. Sometimes we have to educate them on it, on this approach. It's a real differentiator because a lot of companies don't really focus on that governance. A couple things that I specifically say. One is an hour spent doing good governance is probably going to save you a lot of hours fixing mistakes. So by doing that governance and doing it in a repeatable, consistent fashion, you keep the project from going off track. You catch things early, so if there are issues that are arising in the project, you communicate those quickly and you can address them very quickly, and it avoids the big problems on the back side of things. So that's one of the things that I tell our customers as well as our consultants is do this and it'll save you time on the back end.
Okay, that makes sense. And then what would be a couple things that you think are most important to look for in project governance as far as the framework is concerned?
Yeah, again, it's a pretty broad topic, but when we try to apply it to what we do here at Third Stage, it's really about activities and artifacts. So every consulting company should be able to describe their framework in those terms. What is it we're doing, and what do you get out of that? What are those things that you see? So we have activity lists for project kickoffs and weekly rhythm of business, for milestone reviews and acceptance of deliverables, for change management, when change occurs on a project, having some formal structure around that is really important, and then project completion. And so when you talk to customers about that, when you talk to folks about the value, those are the things that we look for, sort of the activities and the deliverables that are going to keep that on track.
Okay, great. Well, thanks again for being here, and thanks to all of you for being here as well. We hope you found this information valuable. Please check the links in the description below for more digital transformation resources.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.